Privilege to be here at Mount Calvary during the time of Palm Sunday for Easter, for all the wonderful events that go on, and such joy and people, such excitement, and so many people here at this church just kind of working together to get things done. So many things behind the scenes that I am so thankful for. And then we kind of make that turn. Usually we make a turn to springtime. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. If you walked outside and shivered, we're not there yet, but looking forward to God doing great things, and especially lifting up, as that song said, and praying for this land that we are in. Ties in, I believe, with the scripture that I'm going to read to you. It's found in Luke, the 4th chapter. This is Jesus when he had spent time being tempted by Satan in the wilderness. And after that time of temptation, he returned, and I thought, you know, we should start the day and preach about what Jesus preached about. So I'm going to read the 14th verse in the 4th chapter in the book of St. Luke. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. And news of him went out through all the surrounding region. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And was his custom, I like that, was that custom, his habit? You just got to keep coming to church on Sundays. He went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And when he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it is written, and this is what we're going to focus on today, the 18th verse. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Open our minds and hearts for just a few moments, God, and just let us receive that truth that you have for us. We ask this in Jesus' name, all God's people. Amen. 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 We're going to try to share what Jesus was sharing. Before I do that, I want to share a short prayer that I've used many times. It says, Dear Lord, it says, so far today I'm doing all right. I have not gossiped, lost my temper, been greedy, grumpy, nasty, selfish, or self-indulgent. I have not whined, complained, cursed, or eaten any chocolate. I have charged nothing on my credit card. But I will be getting out of bed in a minute. And I think that I will need your help then. Amen? Amen. Amen. Folks, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it through God. Only through His help. So moved by the prayer request today. So many individuals raising their hands up, and only through the help of God will I be able to go through this thing that I face. And I believe that He is there to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, and proclaim liberty to the captive. In Marnell's song about praying for this land, I want to share with you a great invitation. That invitation that was written by Emma Lazarus and is posted up at the Statue of Liberty. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuge of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Folks, that's what this country is based upon. And I know there's turmoil. I know there's questions. I know, trust me, if you want to bring an argument, just bring a little politics in there, boy. They're going to go, them little hairs on the back of people's necks start to pan, This country is based upon that statement that I just read. And it, to me, so closely relates to this: preach the gospel to the poor, heal the brokenhearted, and proclaim liberty to the captive. This thing about preaching, I think we've got it wrong. So many times we think about preaching, we think about somebody pointing a finger and picking out things that you did wrong and all. I believe that preaching is all about the good news. It is all about hope. I heard on Friday night a wonderful invitation given. It was so different because it says, you've been to church, you've heard many times the wonderful things that Jesus did. But it asked the question, have you ever considered making him your friend? And I love the way that invitation was presented. And it kind of radiated. You could just see hearts being moved and people as heads were bowed and eyes were closed and people lifted up hands and said, brother, pray for me. I believe that the preaching of the gospel is the greatest hope that we will have. And I believe that hope that we have in our hearts from hearing the gospel being preached, it leads right into healing the brokenhearted. I dare say if I went up and down the aisles of this church, every pew, you could tell me story after story of times that your heart's been broken. Maybe you're dealing with something right now. I know we as a family, the first thing I did is everybody was out there and y'all were talking and I tell you one thing, Mount Calvary has the ministry of talking. I'll tell you they do. You should be proud of yourself. Proud of yourselves. And the only thing I got one little edge in, and I said, Sister Lori, I said, how's Sam doing? And Sam, she said, she's doing much better. And I said, amen. To heal. Whether it's something physical in your body, whether it's a question of what's going on in your life, and whether it's just circumstances that you simply can't control and you don't quite understand why, but God is there to heal. The preaching of the gospel brings hope, which leads to healing. And then I like the part where it says, proclaim liberty to the captive. There's a lot of people that deal with a lot of things. I know in this area, people get caught up with a lot of things. I'm a golfer, and I enjoyed this weekend because it's Masters weekend. Any of you who've turned on the television, you'll realize how beautiful that place is with its perfectly manicured fairways and all the azaleas in bloom. And to me, it is so wonderful to look on television a golf course that I'll never get to play. I don't know. Maybe in heaven, but... Somebody told me, bless you, said, Charlie, we're getting to that age. I said, what age is that? He says, we're getting to that age where if you wake up in the morning and nothing's hurting, you're dead. Can I hear some amens out there? Sorry, I got this little crick in my neck here today. But down there, those golfers playing that golf course today, and it is beautiful, it is wonderful, but it's not something that I'm likely to play. There are houses in this area that I drive by, and I just go, ooh, my goodness. I wish I had enough money to pay their electric bill. Because they're big. But I want to tell you something personal. Last Sunday, and I was so moved by having Mom here and the family and having Sam, and just with all the things that have gone on, just it thrilled my heart so much. We went down to my sister's Lori's, and I'll embarrass a little bit, because I'll tell you one thing, we had the best Easter meal we've ever had. Yep, it's your brother going to get you over here. Because the main course was chicken. And that chicken came in this bag. It was frozen. You take it out and you put it on this pan and you put it in it was in the stove. Did you put it in the stove or microwave?
The oven, and that was thanks to your mother.
Ah, it was the oven. I have never in my life had an Easter meal where the chicken was placed out of that bag frozen on that little pan and slid in there, and when it got ready, bring it out. And it was the best Easter meal that I had ever had. Why? Because the meal was not about the spiral honey-baked ham. It was not about the turkey that may have been. The meal was about family sitting around a table and sharing all the good things that we felt in our lives. I guess I better go back over that preach part again over there. In my opinion, one of the greatest Easter meals that I've ever sat down and ate. Because it was about the people who were sitting around that table. It was about smiles. It was about laughter. Because trust me, there's been enough tears. Amen? Amen. When you come to church, you ought to hear the gospel preached. That means you ought to hear about hope. And there are people that are just searching. Don't ever think that you would ever embarrass anyone by sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the good news. It is the hope. And through hearing that, it will bring healing to the heart. It will bring healing to lives. And then those of us that have been just bound up with all the things of life, we realize what a wonderful liberty there is in the love of God. And the way that scripture ends is a proclamation to each and every one of us, because it says to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And that's right now. There are people you ought to be sharing the gospel with right now. There ought to be people that you ought to be mending fences with right now. There ought to be things in your life and people that you need to reach out to and be used of God right now. I've got people calling me on Terry's phone right now. That's what I'm talking about. I want to thank you. I know that for the choir and getting ready for the Palm Sunday was busy, and we practiced, and we made through it. And I'll tell you one thing, God was glorified. All the coordination for Easter and all the things and the plants coming in and the people, God was glorified. And it only happens when we start to be of one mind, one spirit, and one accord. That concert on Friday night, there was joy, 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 joy in my heart. For those people who reached out and lifted hands and said, I need to hear that gospel, that preaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house, and Heavenly Father, you just blessed us so richly today. We thank you for each one taking part in the service. We thank you for the musicians. We thank you for Marnell using his talent to lift up your name today, and how the songs and that message just blessed our souls. And Heavenly Father, we thank you most of all for the written word in this Bible that tells us to preach, to heal, and to free those captives. So we thank you for that, God. Now challenge us to do it, and to do it now. God, we thank you for each one being here today. We thank you for every family that's represented. We thank once again for those wonderful praises and prayer requests. And God, be your will, bring us back again to sing praises unto you. But God, when these doors open, let the ministry of preaching and healing, let that begin, God, wherever you take us this week. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for all that's been said, all that's done. And God, we just pray that someone has just simply gotten a little closer to you today. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said, amen, amen, amen. Have I forgotten anything?